What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're talking about concerts, and specifically because about, I don't even know how many months ago, the end of last year, All Time Low, one of my favorite bands of all time, they announced that they were doing 10-year shows, like a 10-year anniversary show for their album Nothing Personal. They were going to have one show and Philadelphia, New Jersey. Anyway, they had three shows there and then three shows in Chicago. So originally, they announced for one night only. It was only going to be one night, House of Blues, downtown Chicago, All Time Low, 10-year anniversary of Nothing Personal. And I was all excited. I was oh, sweet. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And tickets fly off the shelves. 0.1 seconds after they went on sale, gone. They were just gone. So I was okay. And they said, all right, tomorrow there's going to be maybe it was later the day. Later in that day, night two is going to be on sale. And I was okay, good. There's night two. Should be good this time. So I try it. Maybe 2 minutes after tickets went on sale, they were gone. I had no chance. I was sad. I remember I was in my cubicle at work, just sad. And then they were all right, night three. And I was okay, this is going to be it. I left my cubicle. I went outside. I stood next to the Cheesecake Cow. And I called my dad and I was all right, I'm going to send you this link. I need you to help me get one ticket because I was going to go by myself. Just help me get one ticket. So I was in my cubicle and I was waiting for the tickets to go on sale. I got them. I was freaking out. I was all right, I got my ticket. Good. And I texted my dad. I was all right, you don't need to get a ticket. I already got one. And he was all right, well, I got one too. And I was oh, good. So I had two tickets and no one to go with. But then I was hey, I know someone who has been to many All Time Low shows, especially ones that I've been to. And so here joining me today, Anthony Morales. I don't know if you want me to say your last name. Anthony, how's it going?
That's cool. And it's actually, I think, exclusively with you, my All Time Low shows. I don't think I've gone to one where you weren't there. Maybe, yeah.
That's true.
One? The very first one, I think, right?
And this one was special because, it was one of those things where the first two shows, they were awesome. And, the first one was my first show ever. The second one, I pretty much, studied for 2 weeks to learn all the songs. But this one was the one where I really knew all the songs. I knew all the words. I was, excited to go. I knew what I was, I knew what I was getting into. I was actually going to see one of my favorite bands, where the first two times were I'm going to this band and I need to know these songs. This was this was a lot of fun.
And not only that, in the last 5 years since we went to that first All Time Low show, you've been an active member in that whole scene.
Oh, dude.
While you were at school.
I mean, if it wasn't for that first show, I would even go to say it changed my life. Mm-hmm. There's so many bands. I've had so many experiences, based off of leaving school, in 2015, that it's just crazy. I went to so many concerts. I knew so many different bands. I learned so many different bands. It's it all goes back to that one show, which is pretty crazy. And that's why this one, I was glad to have you there with me because, obviously you knew when you go to a concert with someone, the thing that I've learned is, especially if it's in the pit, I feel I have to know where everybody's at.
Yeah, absolutely.
For that one, it's he knows how to go crazy. I know how to go crazy. we'll see each other after the show kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been through issues.
Yeah.
Knuckle
puck.
Even we went as far as me driving down to Kansas for some We the Kings, huh?
That's true. We saw We the Kings that was not my first concert in Kansas City, but I guess that was in Missouri, or maybe it was in Kansas. Anyway, mm-hmm. But yeah, that was it's crazy. Like, the amount of shows that we've been to. I just realized that now. I forgot about the We the Kings one, not gonna lie. But the thing with, like, I wasn't sure who was gonna open for All Time Low at this December show, because, like, it was a couple days before Christmas, which that was, I think we went to the last show before Christmas.
I would not have been home otherwise, because I was in Arizona at the time.
That's true. Yeah, so you kind of, like, you didn't fly in for the show, but you flew in, and, like, you know, it kind of worked out that way. So that was really good too. Because, yeah, I was just like, I didn't know what I was going to do with this ticket. Like, I had to, like, find someone to go with, or just, like, try to sell it or something. But it made the time, like, waiting in line, it went by real fast. And then, like, before the show, because, like I said, I had no idea what was going to open the show, because there was a few bands where I was like, oh, maybe, like, they'll open the show. Like, that'd be cool. But it really didn't make sense for anyone to open the show, because they had three nights in a row. Honestly, what we got, like, a DJ that played all punk rock music from, like, 2007 on, or 2006 on, whatever. Yep. And
because of Peefco's expertise over the last 5 years, he knew damn near every single song.
It was great. Like, that's my playlist pretty much. So,
yeah, you taught me all the Mayday, like, Jamie all over. Like, I would not know Mayday Parade without you.
Dude, Mayday Parade. Like, Mayday Parade, here's a name drop. I don't remember what his name is, but I can't think of it now. But, oh, man, what was his name? He was really tall. He went to school with us. Anyway, I just remember that, like, one of his friends was in, like, my video production class, and he was
the Kielbasa brothers?
No. Which that's another story. I didn't think about that one. I'm going to think about it after the podcast. I'm going to be like, oh, man. But basically, he was like, oh, so his friend's name was Damon. I don't remember what the actual kid's name was, but I talked to Damon, and he was like, Damon was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, like, take so-and-so to see Mayday Parade. It's his favorite band. For his birthday. And I was like, oh, I know Mayday Parade because, like, the drummer is friends with the We the Kings drummer. Anyway, we're getting off track. Basically, that concert in December, All Time Low, was the last concert ever. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, after that, the world went downhill. Like, not gonna lie. And other than the wrestling show I went to in February, which was, like, really, really the end, like, for me, like, obviously wrestling shows are important. Like, I got to hang out with my friends. It was a great trip. I loved it. It was awesome. But going to concerts, that's when I can just, like, go, you know, like, either with another person or by myself. And just, like, that's when I can just, like, go crazy and, like, scream the lyrics to the songs. And, like, that was, like, we had no idea going into that show what we were going to get a month later.
That was the last one for me as well. And I just remember when I was back in Illinois, I would go to like Palatine and see, and just go to this dive place and see, like, just these, like, what are their names? There were just these punk bands that I had never heard of, but because it was close to home, and and I liked that kind of music, I would go, and I had, like, one of the best nights of my life. And it was just by myself with some music and some awesome people around me. Like, that's what's kind of crazy about music and concerts in general, which I feel like people are just missing a lot, is you don't need to, like, know people before going to a concert in order to enjoy it fully with them. Like, you already have a common bond.
Yeah, and that's the best part about it, because being in Kansas for 4 years, and, like, except for, like, the We the Kings one where you drove down for, you meet people at the concert, you talk to them in line, and then, like, maybe you'll see each other, like, you know, in the pit or something. Yeah. That's what I enjoy so much.
Yeah, and it's crazy, because we went to that first concert together, and within the next, I think, 2 months, we had gone to three more together. So we went to the second All Time Low. Then we went to Imagine Dragons, which was one of the most memorable nights of my life for many reasons.
Go Hawks.
The Hawks. And then we went, we took a trip to Indianapolis.
For Panic at the Disco.
Panic at Nabisco, and also New Politics. Exactly. So, like, there are all these, and that's another thing, is, like, when you know the headliners, but you don't know a lot about the openers. Like, you immediately have one of your new favorite bands sometimes. Like, I know for Imagine Dragons, someone we did not know who was going to be huge,
dude,
ended up absolutely exploding.
I mean, like, I just remember Justin telling me, oh yeah, Metric is like really good, and I was like,
right,
like listening to them. Okay, here's the thing, going into that Imagine Dragons concert, like, there was a lot going on. The Hawks were in the cup, they were trying to win the cup in 2015. Like, this right. was my first Imagine Dragons like concert. Like, I only cared about Imagine Dragons. I really didn't care about the openers, but there yeah. was like this, like, you know, this girl performer, like, I don't know, maybe people know her, her name is Halsey. 2015.
Oh, Halsey. Yeah, I'm scratching my head. Who knows Halsey?
I don't know. I mean, you know, some people might know some, but I mean, like, I don't remember. Like, I try to find, like, my I've tried to find, like, what I was tweeting, like, back then. I didn't tweet anything yeah. about her specifically.
No.
But I did tweet something where I was like, man, this is good, like, pre-show music for, like, the Hawks winning the cup or something.
For sure.
I hope that was for Metric. Because I mean, I do remember seeing Halsey perform, but I think we went to the merch table, but that's besides the
point. I'm fairly certain we did, because yeah. there was I'm pretty sure I only knew like one song for that. And it wasn't even one of her originals. Like, she was featured on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I could hear it through the, I can handle hearing this through the like auditorium speakers. Like, I don't have to sit in on it. So we did go to the merch table, and I remember I still have that Imagine Dragons, that black and white shirt with all the types of numbers on the back.
Shout out to Halsey for playing and us to go Absolutely. Get a t-shirt. But see, it's experiences like this that, like, you don't get if you're not in like that normal concert setting. And obviously yeah. right now, like, there's just you can't have normal concerts. So one of the things that bands are doing, they're doing like live stream concerts where it's like they film themselves recording, make it look really cool, have the high production and everything.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, people, fans, they'll pay $10, $20, maybe throw in a shirt. You know, right. I've seen even like All Time Low is doing something now where they have four different concerts, and like, you know, like Ryan, Zach, Jack, and Alex are like all picking like the set list for each show. So it's kind of crazy. And then like they throw it on a t-shirt, like that set list, and you know, it's like a big thing. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. And then they do like a premiere type of thing on YouTube where it's not live, but you watch it with the fans and you're like kind of all together at the same time.
Yeah, it's like you're there, but like obviously we can't be there. It's like a right. virtual, you know, thing. And like, I just, there's something about that it's like, if it's free, I'll watch it and I'll enjoy mm-hmm. it, because I like right. watching live performances. That's why I have like a million videos on my phone of like, you know, me at Real Friends, or me at All Time Low, me at We the Kings, whatever. Like, I like going back and being able to relive that moment. But there's just something about like not having been there that I don't get that same energy with watching like a live performance of like a show right. I wasn't at. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there are those. And then I don't know if you saw something about this, Beefco, but I was actually there. There's that Travis Scott Fortnite concert. You ever seen that one? Oh,
true. Yeah, I was there. Can't confirm. All right, I was either there or I watched it.
Yeah. So the thing was, I didn't make it to the first night because I had like had work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that sucks. But so I made it on the second performance. So I made sure I didn't watch it before, because at that time I watched a lot of Fortnite streamers, and of course they all went the first night and had that experience. But I ended up watching it with, you know, friend of Age Limit, Justin, if you remember mm-hmm. our show about Age Limit. And it was one of the first things about the pandemic. It was one of the more creative shows. Like, I know it seems silly, like you hop into a game where it looks all arcadey and the battle royale, but and they're putting on a concert. Like, on the surface level, it doesn't seem like it's anything. It seems, oh yeah, no,
that the Marshmallow
one was cool too.
Yeah,
but that was kind of cool, because that was pre-COVID.
Yeah, so that was the first one.
That was like, that was a test run that they didn't know was a test run for the biggest like event ever.
Yeah.
It was really cool though. It was really cool because you hop in, you come in 30 minutes before, you know, just like a regular concert. You get your spot, you build up. Like I remember Justin and I, we just spent some time building ramps to make sure we got a perfect vantage point. And when someone shot it down, we'd go kill them real quick and then come back and try again. And then it was a different, obviously a different take on like the whole process of going to a show, but it felt oddly real and in some ways just as entertaining, which is just astounding to me.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just the live performances, like the live performance concerts that people are doing versus like in game, like being in game, to me, it's like, I think the idea of like the in game is like just a different mindset. So it's like, oh, I'm playing a game. Oh, look, like we're at a concert, kind of like GTA. Like, oh, I'm like driving past this place where like in real life, it's like, I really don't care about that place.
But yeah, it's like you're actually invested.
Yeah, like it feels like you're more a part of it, even though you're not. Whereas like the live stream is kind of like whatever to me. Now, another thing that people are doing, and there's two specific instances the past month that I wanted to go to both, but I just didn't feel the same energy. So people are doing drive-in concerts. And
oh yeah, I saw that.
I have no flipping idea how it's fun if you're not in the first like five rows of cars, not even first two rows of cars. Like, so there was one at one of the Schaumburg baseball fields. It was Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, which I would have loved to go to that show. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, we love him.
It would have been really cool. And then recently, the one that I was really disappointed about, like not going to, was Quinn XC. Oh,
92, yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know how to say it, but he's really good.
It's the Roman numeral for 92. I think that's the year he was born.
So how do you say it then? Quinn
XCII?
Is that like...
You could just say Quinn 92 because XCII is 92 in Roman numerals.
Okay. See, I don't know like... I guess like if someone's interviewing him, like, hey, we're here with Quinn. Like, how do they say it? Anyway, because I had tickets to go to see, it was him and AJR, and it was going to be Northern Lee Island or something. It was supposed to happen in August along with the Sad Summer Fest. It was literally 4 days apart. I was going to be at the same spot. Just on the Wednesday, I was going to be seeing like All Time Low and The Main and Grayscale and all these bands that I really like. And then a couple of days before, it was AJR, it was Quinn, it was Ashe, A-S-H-E is how you spell it. She's like probably going to blow up and become a big hit. Just like the last time that I was there, like the show I was going to go to got canceled. We were going to go see Logic, and opening for Logic was Dua Lipa. I don't know if you know this, but Dua Lipa blew up. So
you know, I saw her open for Bruno Mars in 2015 or 2016. Dang, dude.
There you go. That's same with the Halsey thing. Look at that.
That's Halsey.
Two back, on your belt. But the thing with the drive-in concerts, it's like I really wanted to go to both of them, but. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, first off, you can't, like, I don't even know, like, I like seeing the performers, and I like, not interacting, but, like, pretending like I'm interacting with them, and I like, the movement. Like, I don't like getting, like, demolished by people, but it's, like, just the everybody close to each other jumping up and down, going crazy, that you can't feel the same way. Like, I feel like if I was there, like, I would just look like an idiot with, like, you know, jumping up and down just outside of my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I would get, and I haven't, like, invested a lot into thinking about drive-in concerts, but I feel like I would just get more excitement out of just driving on the highway and blasting my songs.
Yeah, and it's crazy to say that because I'll take a live show over anything, but I feel like if you, like, you gotta be dedicated to, and you got, like, I would have to know, like, if they said, all right, you're gonna be car number one, it's gonna be just off to the left or something of the stage, like, you're gonna be car number one, like, I'd be like, all right, sweet, because what if the person in front of me is, like, you know, a gigantic truck or something. You can't see. And, like, it's, you know, so it's just, like, I want to go to concerts because I didn't go to one this year. It doesn't look like I'm going to get a chance to go to one this year. But I don't want it to be, I really don't want to go to a drive-in one. Like, I just, it's not going to be the same. I don't know. Like, it sucks because I, like, I don't know what the future looks like for concerts. And it scares me because that's probably the best thing ever is going to concerts.
Yeah, I mean, that had to be, and we haven't really talked about it much, but that had to be one of the more, one of the most integral parts of transitioning throughout college for you. I know you went to all the basketball games and you went to spring training for the baseball. Shout out to the Big 12 ball you gave me. I mean, I feel like concerts were one of the biggest parts of your college experience, just being away from the town and everyone you grew up with, but finding that connection, finding that, like, that same energy in just all of these shows you would go to and these people you would see not once but over and over again.
Oh, of course. Like, just thinking about it, like, the all-time low show, the, well, I guess both of them, that opened the door to, like, you know, to actual listening to real music. You know, some people might say, punk rock, whatever. But, like, listening to, like, actual, you know, music and, like, going to actual concerts, that opened that door. And then Lollapalooza 2016, like, kicked the door off the hinges. Like,
shout out to Justin.
Yeah, like, Major Lazer, like, dying with everybody and, like, dying in for Future and, you know, Chance the Rapper coming out. Like, everybody's, like, up and jumping up and down and, like, dying and stuff next to each other in, like, the sun and the rain and stuff. So, like, yeah, it's I don't even know, it just sucks that, like, I really wanted to go to a concert this year and now that's gone.
Even you look back at, I mean, we talked about Halsey and we talk about these people who have blown up. I mean, opener for We the Kings when I went drove down to Kansas was AJR. Dude, look at him, like, now it's absolutely ballistic.
Yeah, that was the one reason why I really wanted to go to that AJR show, even though, like, I think we paid like $40 for the We the Kings ticket. I think I paid close to $200 for the AJR ticket, which is banana land because I pretty much saw AJR for free and you met them for free and they were going to.
Oh my God, that picture. I show everyone whenever like Bang or like Let the Games Begin comes on the radio, I show the people my Instagram and I'm like, yo, yeah, I've been listening to these guys for a while, actually.
Dude. Every time I listen to one of their songs or hear it on the radio, I'm like, why didn't I just step out of the crowd to...
Yeah, I don't even know why I did go.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what? Why the hell not? Like, you gotta meet somebody. I don't care. Yeah. Like, I enjoyed their little iPhone remix. Like,
that was great.
Like, I was like, sure, I'll go wait in another line.
Just thinking about that all-time low show in December, this past December, we were pretty close, I had to say.
Yeah.
I remember specifically... Jack Bearcat climbed up on the thing like 10, not even 10 feet, maybe like 5 feet away from me. And I look up and I'm looking at him and I'm like, should I get my phone? I don't want to get my phone. I don't want to drop my phone. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, someone lands on my shoulder. And like, I'm like,
the amount of crowd surfers.
And I just like, I take him and I push him. Like, I just pick him up and throw him. He falls right in front of me. I look at the kid and I'm like, I'm almost positive I went to high school with you. I don't know your name, but I definitely went to high school with you. And then he just like goes back and like.
Then we looked him up later and it was definitely him.
It confirmed him. But fast forward to now where we can't even like go within 6 feet of people. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That is absurd. That is, thinking about it like that, that's kind of. And I'm pretty confident, not to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm pretty confident we're going to go a full year.
Oh, yeah.
Without. Anything close to that, and obviously more.
I mean, I say this in the moment, but if you said, like right now, that I could have gone to the two concerts in August, but I had to trade that wrestling show in February that I went to, I think I'd probably do 50% of the time. I'd probably take that offer because it was fun to see my friends and like you know like Stevie Breach like came to Chicago for the first time. So that was cool. And obviously after that, everything went crazy, but dude, I miss the concerts. Like I listen to music so much more now, especially during this time. Yeah. And like, you know, it's just, man, like and, I listen to those playlists of the set lists for all the shows. And I'm like, if only I could jump up and down with like 600 of my closest friends. You know what I mean?
Literally, yeah. And it's funny because that you say the playlist of the shows, because we would really study it. We would make sure we were prepared for those shows, and we knew every word, and we were, because when we got there, we were just in it. There was nothing taking us out of that like energy and that setting, and we were just, we had been experts in that playlist and that set list, that specific.
Like, it's one of those things they would play. It's one of those things where if you don't listen, if you don't go and find what the set list is for that tour, like for Mayday Parade or for like Real Friends or like for any of these like shows that I've been to, it's like I will always do whatever it takes to find the set list, find different variations of the set list, put it all together, and make sure I know every single word to the songs.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be that one person that's just like, I don't know these words. Because you know why? I went to last year, a month before All Time Low, I saw Mayday Parade at the Metro across from Wrigley Field, and they played a Fall Out Boy song. And I can hear, because like they were covering, because they were doing like a tour for one of their albums. It was another 10-year tour, which that's the crazy thing. Like all my favorite bands who are like, you know, 10 plus years old, they're albums that I really enjoy. Like obviously they're putting out new music and stuff, but they're albums that like everybody knows is now turning 10 years old. So they're doing for that.
Like the Don't Panic, It's Longer Now, and like all that, the Nothing Personal, like all of that. It's absolutely crazy.
So like that's the thing, I get to see like their 10-year like tour where they played the whole thing. But they were, Mayday was also doing like a kind of like, you know, I don't even know what to call it, kind of like an emo night, but where they play covers of different like, you know, classic punk songs and stuff. The original song that they played on every single show, I think it was a My Chemical Romance song, because they just came back. They were like, all right, well, since we're in Chicago, I forgot what they said.
We gotta do Fall Out Boy.
So they did it, and I was like, I know the song, I don't know the words to the song, and I just felt like the biggest, like, you know, fool of all time. Like, I don't know a Fall Out Boy song, and I'm in Chicago. Like, that is just unheard of.
It's like now you've put years of your life into this music. Like, from your freshman year at KU, like our senior year at Huntley, like you put 5 years into this stuff. You have all types of memories and all types of people who you've shown music to, and just so much to connect it to, you know.
And all types of CDs too. I'm looking over here, like at my CDs and like CDs and vinyls. Like I just have a lot. I just got a lot of stuff.
The vinyls.
I finally found a Future Hearts vinyl. That was one of those things where I was like, I need one of these. And I remember you had your blue one, and I'm like, I need a Future Hearts vinyl, and I finally found one. And that's like, that's not my white whale, because like my white whale for albums in general, I'm sure you know this, and honestly, I kind of wish I was on this bandwagon earlier. And I think I got to say sorry to you and apologize to you, because you tried to get me on 21 Pilots so
I
early.
I knew you were going to bring it up. Yes, I did.
So
yes,
early did. That... Yeah. I mean, man, if I can, like, maybe 2013, 2014 me, like, before Stressed Out was a thing, I see all these memes, like, in the 21 Pilots Discord, where it's, like, you know, about Stressed Out, and I'm like, man, that was the first song that I really liked, like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one I ever showed you was probably Car Radio, right?
Probably. I feel like that's, like, way back there. If I only knew, man... Go back to this time period and buy this 21 Pilots CD, buy that 21 Pilots CD, because they're going to be worth $100,000 or whatever the heck they are now.
It took me a while to see them in concert, too.
Wasn't it later 2015? Was that the first time?
Yeah, it was Halloween, actually.
Yeah, dude, that was I remember I called you after Mayday Parade, and I was like, how was 21 Pilots?
Yep. Yes. And I remember I had the whole Dia de los Muertos, like, face paint, and everyone was like, that was one of the greatest show vibes I've ever had, because it was Halloween, everyone was awesome, like, everyone who was there because they like adored the music, you know what I mean? Like, that's to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Halloween with just a car full of your friends, and like, where they're obviously parties going on everywhere. Like, you want to be at that concert if you're there. Oh, and it was so much fun.
There's one band that I have never seen live or even like had a chance to see live, and that's 21 Pilots.
That is absurd.
The only time I might have been able to see them was they played Kansas City, the Sprint Center, the night before Thanksgiving. So I literally would have been driving home on Thanksgiving, half asleep, after like seeing them and paying like $100 to be on the floor. But like they're just the band that I just haven't been able to see. And I wish I would have been able to see them sooner, because I feel like now they're playing the arenas and stuff, and it's become such a big thing.
Wait, so this is probably how we'll finish it up, but what is the White Whale album? Which 21 Pilots album?
It's not necessarily vinyl, but if I can get the CD of Regional at Best, like the physical CD.
Wow, talk about day one.
Like, it would be nice to have the self-titled CD. Because both of those are like the really, really hard to find ones, but I like Regional at Best so much more than the self-titled, and I'm probably gonna get punched in the face for that by some people, but I don't know. It's just plus like the cover and like the colors and everything. That's very cool. That's the one, and it's very hard to find. But that went a lot longer than I thought it was going to, and I'm very excited that it did, because that was a lot of fun to think about. But
if you listen to the ones before this, we talked about.
This is gonna be my first favorite
video game of all time. You talked about one of my favorite hobbies of all time that we had in middle school. But
look forward to that in the future.
Oh, the future.
This is gonna be posted.
Can you edit that?
No, we'll leave that in. It'll be funny.
Oh Lord. Okay.
A little teaser. Well, a little teaser.
My point was that when it comes to concerts, it's like not only is it something that we liked like individually, but we experienced a lot of it together, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for like concerts, like there is not much that will get me to get in a car at college and drive 9 hours. Like, obviously friendship and homies and everything, but
to see AJR open for We the Kings.
Yeah. There is something about just being with your friends, listening to music you love in an environment that just gets you electric. And yeah, I'm very happy that we had this talk.
Long live the days of going to concerts. Hopefully it comes back soon. Anthony, thanks for coming on the podcast. And that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again in the next one.